Hey, everybody.
Hello.
How are you doing? This is going to be our very first episode of the NerdSync Patreon special offer Scooby-Doo commentary audio track. That's a lot of words I just said there.
Yeah. Hopefully it's happening at a spooky time near you.
Yeah. My name is Scott. You probably know me. The other person on the end is not me doing an impression of someone else.
No, that'd be really weird. My name is Emily. I'm Scott's partner.
That's right. I felt it would be very weird if I just talked to myself during all of this, considering it's going to be like 9 hours of Scoob content. So Emily graciously offered her time to join me as I talk about Scoob potentially too much, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, it's good for Halloween, though. I mean, I'm not a big, like, scary movie person, but I'm, like, a good spooky movie person. Yeah. So this works.
This works. And this is the OG. Are you ready for it?
I am.
Very first episode.
I can't say that I've watched original Scooby-Doo episodes for a while.
Really?
Really. I used to watch them all the time.
Okay. So you had a history of these.
Mm-hmm.
I love the old school Scooby-Doo art style of like the background being it's like painted. It's kind of spooky. This is the setup.
Oh yeah. The Black Knight.
Mm-hmm. The Black Knight ghost. Technically.
Everything's a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so these two just start on their own. They're just chilling.
They're just like, yeah, I'm just walking around.
That feels like a joke that I don't think I understand the reference to.
It feels like a thing that's like a joke reference. Here, I'm going to turn this up a little bit for us.
Oh, it's a frog. That's a really happy looking frog too. I like when Scooby has opportunities to be tough.
Yeah, because he's such a coward.
Totally.
He's such a coward unless he's like presented with another animal that's smaller.
Cat. Yeah. It feels like he's truly brave only when it comes to the animal kingdom.
Immediately coward again.
Yeah. Well, hey. Like, where are Daff and Fred and Velma at this stage?
I don't know. Driving around.
Doing their own thing. Oh, God, what the hell? No! That's so creepy. Don't worry about it, man.
Don't question it.
You know what? In this age of coronavirus, he's probably more prepared than most. He's got a full-on facial covering. It's fine.
I cannot believe you have referenced the ongoing global pandemic immediately. Immediately.
Let's date ourselves instantly.
Yeah.
The jokes honestly are
making
me laugh
working on, yeah.
More than I thought they would.
It's a suit of armor. I don't know why that's your first question.
Yeah, like why is there a suit of armor
in the driver's seat? Is this an art piece? That would have been my first
guess. Is this a commentary on our current living?
Okay, I do know this.
Yeah.
This is a thing that is like a piece of, I was going to say lore. It's just like a piece of history or something that I guess I just don't get, like history or culture. The idea that Hyde White would be an English name, like that just feels like a person name.
Yeah. The name Hyde, sure. The name White, sure.
Yeah. Professor Hyde White, I would have been like, that is just a normal Western person's
name. I guess the idea is that like White Hyde, like it's your butt maybe.
But like, why is that an English thing?
Oh, I have no idea.
That's the thing I'm confused about.
Oh, I thought you meant like the joke.
No,
okay.
No, it's not a joke. It's just they're saying that it's an English name. And I'm like, how would you know that the person who has that name is English?
I don't know.
And when they say English, I mean like from England. That's like the part of...
Right.
That's the clue of this.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get that.
Why does...
All the way from England. England? Professor Hyde White.
As we're watching this, I watched Scooby-Doo a lot growing up. And either this one is just like not one that was shown on Cartoon Network very frequently, or it's just not one I remember that well. because I don't remember this one at all. I know. I remember watching a lot of the ones with like the pirate ship captain, a lot of the ones with like Minor 49er.
Sure.
Or whatever. The Creeper.
Gotta have the Creeper.
And I know of the Black Knight, but I don't really remember
the Black Knight ghost.
Ghost. I don't remember the plot that well.
That's a good look for Scoob, though.
Crazy kind of glass. It's funny, too, because so much of Scooby-Doo that I remember from, like, classic Scooby-Doo is, like, recycled animation somewhat.
Yeah.
Like, or, like, it's, like, sort of stand... like, this pose. Like, that's always reused. But because this is the first one, some things are, like, totally original, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. This is the classic shot. This is the one where they stage it.
Always. Oh,
Professor Hyde White. Because they... Because they said, audience member, you will now know if you are in sync with with us now. Because they were like, oh, it's from England. And the only person tied to this is who's from England is Professor Hyde White. It's like, I just don't know if I would have pieced that together. There's a lot of that stuff in these early episodes where there's like information that you need to know, either real world, like... You know, information about like clues that you would need to be like, oh, I know that about the real
naturally.
World. Or you need to be a part of the Scooby-Doo lore and they don't give you any clues.
And they're just hoping you're just going to be on a whim and a prayer with following them like, along.
You know what? You probably know that an escaped convict is recently in this area in Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Why wouldn't you know that? No.
Actually. This is a part of Shaggy's like background that is not explored very much, but he did like gymnastics.
What?
Or something.
Look at his little tush.
Yeah, he's got good tush.
Just like spoken out.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a very bad way to find your balance on a ladder.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. He's going to do some gymnastics.
What the hell?
That's never explored.
It's just dropped by Daphne. Like, of course you know this.
He's the swinginest gymnast in school. Look at him go.
It's so convenient for everyone. Oh, and he's like falling down every single floor.
Doesn't stick the landing very much.
Sounds like he's like falling through the floor. Oof. Oh, God. Velma. He's destroyed countless untold treasures from this museum.
Let me ask you a thought. What are your thoughts on the laugh track? Because that's not a thing that many cartoons do. And Scooby-Doo very famously is like, we're going to have a laugh track. With our
I feel
cartoons.
Like sometimes it helps lessen the tension that's happening.
Yeah.
Which maybe as like a child, I probably appreciated because some of these images are downright creepy. Yeah. Like some of these masks that he's walking by, like that's really unsettling.
Eyes that follow you no matter where
but like
you
the
go.
Fact that you have this like this like light laughter.
And it really happens sometimes.
Yeah,
too,
yeah. It's not like right now, it's not happening.
Ah, they're splitting up, but Scooby doesn't
but
go with anybody.
Scooby doesn't go with anyone. Oh no. Setting up all them tropes. Two. Yeah, barter, negotiate the scoop.
That's right. All right, fine. I'll do it for two.
Name your price, bud.
And like normally they get it, they do Scooby snacks so that he goes into places. This
right.
is like, you stay here.
And we'll give you Scooby snacks in exchange for your obedience.
Mm-hmm, I guess so.
Do you care for the laugh track? I'm noticing it more now.
Yeah, you know, as far as I understand, the history of the laugh track is it's definitely fake. They didn't like show this to
right,
an audience.
No, that would seem really weird, and it feels canned.
Yes, it was cheap. They didn't have a lot of laughs to pick from.
Considering how frequently they're using it, I would have thought the opposite.
Yeah, they're just like mixing and matching like a dozen different laughs.
Mm. I mean, it makes it feel like they're going for like a sitcom vibe. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's very like 60s, 70s. I believe this came out in 69.
Yeah. I do wonder, because of the kind of semi-scary nature of it, if that was just trying to make it more appealing to families.
Yeah, I think so. I think originally the plan of the original pilot of Scooby-Doo was too scary for, mm-hmm. for children's audiences.
I mean, some of the visuals are, yeah, downright like a little unsettling.
Yeah. This is like the classic Scoob, though. This is like they're in a museum mm-hmm. at night, might be haunted.
There was no broken down mystery machine, though.
No broken down mystery machine. Is that what you think is a part of classic Scoob stuff?
Yes.
That I can't think of more than like two or three times where
that's
like, happened.
I feel like they either have their mystery machine break down or they get lost are like my two frequent occasions in which it's something with them traveling and transport.
Yeah, they definitely travel a lot. They travel all across the country.
Right.
I don't know if I could say that their mystery machine breaks down.
I guess I just remember them getting lost at least once or twice.
Fair enough.
Smushes. Oh, buddy.
Aww. I like the design of Scooby, too. This is something that I'll probably talk about in a video.
Yeah.
Where the idea of Scooby is that he is supposed to be the exact opposite of like a prize-winning Great Dane.
Yeah, like he's like mushy and like weird looking.
Yeah, he's got like bull legs. He's got like a weak chin.
Yes, yes.
Everything about him is like, that's not what you want in a show dog.
No.
But I think that makes him charming.
It definitely makes him really relatable.
He's a big, ugly mutt.
Classic. Did she not lose her glasses?
Classic. We're hitting on all the tropes.
Gotta establish him early.
I believe that was
killer.
The whole Velma glasses, like, I can't see without my glasses thing.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a thing that happened with the original voice actor for Velma. Like, she wore glasses and like during a...
She lost her glasses
like during
like
some line
recording.
Reading or something like that. Like a table read was just like...
Wait, is she like gonna drug the Black Knight?
I don't know what she was doing there. I kind of missed that. Oh, yeah, because she thinks it's Shaggy.
Oh, God. Why does she have cough medicine?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's very sweet.
There's a lot of this stuff where you can tell they didn't really know what the characters were supposed to be right now, because that's not how Velma would act these days.
No, Velma would be very bookish and orderly about it. Like, that was very, like, kind of clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has that, as an aspect of her character, but I don't think it's as dominant as it seems to be right now.
Yeah.
Definitely they have the stomach-focused Scooby.
Yeah. Kerplunk.
Dude, at this point, it's really funny to me that they're even scared of the Black Knight, because like he doesn't really have like other Scooby-Doo villains, I feel like, have like a motive.
Yeah, he's just kind of here, isn't he?
Existing.
Maybe you did watch this episode, but this villain is doing nothing.
He doesn't do anything. He just sort of exists and growls.
Mm.
I mean, this is basically Night at the Museum is the plot of what's going on right now.
I get if Night at the Museum happened to exactly one thing at the museum.
Yeah. Interesting.
Whoa. Maybe it's a clue.
Plus.
Yeah, this is just... Whoa. Oh, ouch.
Oh, God, Fred.
Or is it paint? I think it might be paint.
Oh, God, this mask. I really don't care for it.
What do you think's happening with this mask right now?
Well, someone's obviously behind it.
Okay, who?
The Black Knight.
You think the Black Knight ghost?
Ostensibly, the person pretending to be the Black Knight ghost.
Okay.
That feels really likely, considering that's the only kind of villainous person that we have at this point.
Okay.
Okay. It's probably Hyde White.
Professor Hyde White.
Mm. Oh. Oh, it's a bunch of fakes.
It's a bunch of fakes. Emily got it. Look at it.
It's like... It's like Animal Crossing when you're trying to find the real one.
I like this though because the art is painted in the background. So these are like paintings of paintings in a funny way.
It is funny. Fred so consistently has this like angry face.
I know. He's like, grr.
Very serious, Fred.
Oh yeah. Daphne's whole bit during these early things was danger prone Daphne.
Yeah, she's like a damsel in distress.
Not even that, but she's just clumsy. She always is unlucky. Mm-hmm. She'll put people in danger unintentionally, herself or others.
Oh, jeez.
Hopefully that was one of the forgeries.
I would hope so. Jeez. And of course, the dress-up antics.
Yes. You gotta hit on all this stuff really early.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. More of that red paint, please. Yes. Those always make me laugh because like Scooby and Shaggy are always so cowardly, but they're so willing to put their life on the line for in the sake of a good joke.
Yeah, for a bit. Like good comedians.
Yeah. Comedian gymnasts.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god.
Whoop. Why is there a bear rug in the middle of a museum?
It's historic.
I guess. But why would you let people walk on it then? I don't know. I'm not gonna question.
Why was there like a toothpaste noise for that? Clever.
There's some good visual sight gags.
There's
in
definitely
here.
Some good visual gags. I also really like this animation style for all of the characters' eyes. Just those like little kind of beady eyes with like eyebrows.
Yeah.
I feel like they're more expressive than they feel like they could be.
They bring that back in Mystery Incorporated, I believe.
They do. Because you had me watch a couple of those.
I had you watch exactly one episode because you wanted to watch the one with the Hex Girls in it.
No, we watched a couple because it was like we did like Saturday morning cartoons with those.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
What? It's Shaggy.
Shaggy has all the talents. I do remember this.
That is a really convenient skill to have if you're in Mystery Incorporated.
I don't think it'll ever come up again.
I really doubt it. Oh, God. Help.
They're just causing all the trouble.
All the chaos. You're telling me Daphne is danger prone Daphne?
I know, right?
I don't think that's true in this instance. What? Where did he get the hat? And they're in a goddamn tank? What is happening? How big is this museum? Okay, there we go. That's a better question.
There we go.
That makes more sense. Oh, we're still going though.
I'm just like watching these episodes. I hope this commentary is interesting.
It's really enjoyable to watch. I've not seen this episode in a long time.
I just think they're fun to watch.
There's a lot of great colors. There's a lot of great visuals.
This is the first one we're recording. So if you're like, I don't know about these, just give a couple other ones a shot.
We're warming up.
We'll get better at it.
You're like, I'm here for this nerd sync guy. Why is this girl talking so much?
Who could it possibly
be?
The
only other person we've seen.
Nope. It's not Professor Hyde White.
But I know, but like he's the only a person we've seen, I guess. I didn't hear what his name was because we talked over them.
Mr. Wickles.
Dun, dun, dun.
But wait. Where is the professor?
He's into the mess. The creepy one.
Did you just yawn into the microphone?
Yeah, I'm so entertained.
You could have just pretended you didn't do that. Could have just waited till your yawn was done.
I'm a professional.
Professor Hyde, why?
That feels insanely dangerous to do to a person.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He's got a great getup, though.
Look at his little stance.
I know, he does have a good stance. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Why do we still have this suit of armor just hanging about? Yay! It's Scooby!
That's the first episode.
The end.
And we did it. I feel like for all of these, if it's cool with you, Emily, I'd love to sit through the credits of them as well.
Yeah, I don't know if these
do have credits. I think it's just the theme again.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's got some credits. Just because, you know, I want to make sure everyone
gets their money's worth.
Well, not just the patrons, but I want to make sure everyone in the credits is being seen and appreciated.
Are there any specific creators or names that
We passed them all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I was supposed to ask if you recognized anyone. Yeah, production
design, Iwa Takamoto. Yeah. Great person who did the original designs of the characters. Look at these animators. They're great. We'll call them out. We'll do that thing where you're in a movie theater. And
wow,
you're just
way to
like,
go, Robert Schaefer.
Exactly. Frank Paker. That's
Ted
awesome.
Nichols.
Chip Yaris. Yeah.
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera.
Love a good Chip.
And look, it's the classic pose.
So much of the
cotton candy
of the first episode contributed to the theme song.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for watching. You were watching.
And you're listening and watching along.
So we are going to hop on over to the next one. Another episode of Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yeah, come along.
Come along.